in a salute to the American race.
The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
If you want more, what you want more, then you want it.
Comrades, welcome back to my podcast. I got a fucked up story for you today. Oh, man. Yeah, seriously, here's a good one. From the NewYorkPost.com. Woman suffers heart attack after stripper party at retirement home. By news.com.au. A group of strippers held a raunchy party at a nursing home in a stunt that has caused outrage. Racy footage shows the half-naked entertainers dancing with pensioners at the retirement home in El Prado, Cartagena, Colombia, The Sun reported. The steamy party that was held in the Una Mano Amiga Foundation also included erotic cakes and games, El Geraldo reported. The clip that was shared on social media sparked a backlash after a woman appeared to be receiving medical attention following an alleged heart attack. Looking at the pictures, she's clutching her chest and falling to the ground. She's, I think, in cardiac distress. The party was organized by influencer Nadia Cartagena, who posted the clip on Instagram. She said,
"Today I held an erotic party for other adults and I got the biggest scare of my life because I did not expect what happened to happen. And the truth is that I am very sorry. I just wanted to give them some fun. I did not expect that situation, so I want you to comment on the situation."
Okay. See.
See.
The Instagrammer was slammed by her followers who told her the party theme was too macho. One said, "Nadia, you overdid it. A party is okay, but with another theme, not like this." Another one said, "Oops, Nadia, it wasn't the right party. That's the result. What a shame. How sad." The video went viral on social media, receiving hundreds of negative comments. But it turns out the event was a well-staged stunt to protest the care home's problems. The influencer told local outlet El Universal, "The video was made to draw the attention of the Cartagena mayor's office." She said,
"This theme party was organized. Authorization was requested. I have the evidence. Nothing was done against anyone's will. We did it with a lot of love. My entire platform is made of very good content of social help." "At no time was the purpose of the video to annoy or abuse or take advantage of the grandparents. In fact, we made a donation to them after the event."
Last month, a nursing home in Taiwan was forced to apologize for hiring a stripper to put on a show for its OAPS. OAPs? The Taoyuan Veterans Home, a state-run facility in Taiwan for retired Army personnel, paid for the dancer to entertain 12 wheelchair-bound seniors. And there you have it. Man.
TDC Poolcast IRL. Like, share, subscribe.
you, sir.